Let's do it.
It's time for a little Buckeye beatdown.
Here we go. Nick, you're first up on the beatdown. What's going on, Nick?
Not a whole lot. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
All right, my question is, you are granted a wish for Ohio State to either win a natty in football or basketball. Which would you choose?
Nick, leading off, you see, guys, that is what we're looking for. We're looking for stuff just like that. It wets the noodle. It gets us thinking. Mm-hmm. We have to play favorites there. We're going to offend some people possibly with the answer. Boy, I got to go with my heart. I love college basketball so much. I just love everything about it. And we've had titles. Yeah. We had one in 14. I know we won them all the time, but there is nothing I would like to see more. Maybe a Jacket Stanley Cup, but Chris Holtmann and company winning the national championship? They do it right now? Oh, God, I got to go with them. The edge.
That's a good question, Nick, and I'm with you. I've seen Ohio State titles in my lifetime. I've seen two of them in my lifetime, which is more than a lot of college football fans can say. I know that we are so hungry to get another one because of what that program is, but to have a national basketball championship on your mantle and a run through March Madness and actually cutting down the nets at the end.
It's hard.
It is so hard. So I'm with Timmy on that, in which I think I'm going to have to go with Buckeye basketball. Of course, we'll take an Ohio State football championship too. But if I had to pick one, I think I would go with basketball. Brad, you're up on the fan. Go ahead, Brad.
Hello. Hey, I know how much you guys love the tournament, the basketball tournament. So I wanted to ask, if you anticipate Ohio State being the hosting institution for the tournament on a regional level, I know they get first and second round game, and why can't they break through that barrier in the next 5 years?
Thank you, Brad. I believe the reason they can't break through the barrier, and they haven't, is because you cannot host a game in your own home gym.
I did.
Correct?
Yeah, I saw it on the screen, but he didn't ask it that way, so I'm assuming Brad just meant would say nationwide. Ohio State's the host school.
Columbus.
Ohio State's the host school when it's at nationwide. Yeah, just a technicality there. It can't be at the shot if Ohio State's the host school. And he was asking about regional, so not would Columbus be able to host
Sweet 16 and Elite 8.
Sweet 16 and Elite 8. To that I say yes. Like, it's not in the next like 4 years out, because I think that's how far out they go. But if you're asking, does this town deserve that? Do we have that kind of street cred? The answer is yes, because you look at, we're hosting women's national championships.
Sure.
And everything that this city has, if Louisville, Kentucky, with the KFC Yum Center, which is awesome, by the way, if that town's hosting Sweet 16s and Elite 8s, you cannot look me in the eye and say Columbus should never get to host a Sweet 16 Elite 8.
I mean, it's one of the top, what is it?
It's top 15 city in the country,
yeah,
numbers
as far
wise.
As population, and we've got everything going on. Everything's right down there.
The hotels, and it's one of the best convention centers you're going to find in America. I mean, are you kidding me? You have everything right there.
Thank you, Brad. Lee, you're up on the fan. Go ahead, Lee.
How you guys doing?
Doing great, thank you.
How many of these current receivers on Ohio State's roster right now will make the NFL?
Yes.
Thank you, Lee. Yes.
Yes. All of them. All the ones that are playing right now, which I looked at the snap count sheet from last game, all of them will play in some capacity in the NFL.
Yeah, I don't know if I disagree
right?
with you.
I mean,
I think that
KJ, yeah. Victor, Mack.
Mm-hmm.
Olave,
Garrett Wilson.
Garrett Wilson.
Those are your five. So, I'm with Timmy on that, is that I think every single one of them will play in the NFL in some capacity.
It'll be fun.
Travis, you're up on the fan. Go ahead, Travis.
Hey, guys. My question for you guys is, what coaching job are you more impressed with? The way the Holtmann has taken over the basketball program, or the way that Coach Day has kept the football program competing at such a high level?
That's a great question, because they both impress in different ways. But again, if I'm just being fair here, and it's hard to be fair because Ryan Day hasn't had as much time as Chris Holtmann. Mm-hmm. But if you flip that and say, look at what Chris Holtmann received in sort of a program that was out of postseason play, a little bit in disarray with a bare recruiting cupboard.
Yeah.
and Ryan Day took over a 92-9 decade-long yeah. team from one of the greatest college football coaches to ever live. I got to say that Chris Holtmann has a team that's being talked about this way in year three and competed for a conference championship in year one. It's a little more impressive. That does not mean Ryan Day isn't as impressive with what he's going to do and what he's done. He's 6-0. He hasn't lost. So, but a slight edge to the whole man.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that as well because of what exactly you illustrated. But listen, Ryan Day, you can't drive the train off the tracks. You know, you can't do that. There is immense pressure that comes with his job. Holtmann is starting to get to the amount of pressure that Ryan Day faces every single week.
You want it. And the pressure's way more for football right now because of what you took over.
Correct.
And what you had. And there's, I think, going to be reasonable pressure on Chris Holtmann now.
I do too. And I think there should be because of everything that he has built here at this program and has shown you what he can do as a coach. What are you pointing at over there?
I like six. I love six.
Go ahead, Danny. You're the last one up. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing great.
All right, let's preface this question. First, you guys pick your sport and your team that you are most passionate about. Get it in your mind.
All right.
You spent over $200 for a ticket. What is the deficit where you're walking out of that place?
Sorry, Danny.
I got the gist.
Me too.
Hit the button. I got the gist.
I hit him a little early. I'm going to say never. I can't walk out of a game. It's my rule is that if I paid, like you're saying, an exorbitant amount of money for tickets like that, I cannot walk out of the game before it ends. I'm just, maybe call me a masochist or whatever, but I cannot walk out of the building if I pay good, hard-earned money for that ticket.
Yeah, he's saying 200 plus, so it's a big game. Yeah. He didn't specify if it was going to be a year-ender. Like, if your team loses, are they done? Because general rule of thumb, like, I was at the season-ender for the Jackets last night. That was another miserable one. I wanted to make sure I stayed just to see them off. The season was done. They left it out there on the ice. I learned my lesson as a TV viewer back in the day with the Kansas National Championship, so I'm going to say never to, Beam.
Go ahead, Timmy. Who do you think gets the win there?
I will go with Travis, going with the Holtmann or Day. And I'm sorry to the others on the line. There was actually multiple ones that were feeling that sort of question today. Travis was the lucky one to get it in there first, and the way he framed it, I go with Travis. What do you think?
Travis is going to receive a $25 Skyline Chili gift card. There's something about Skyline that makes you feel good. Stop by Skyline Chili for a three-way or cheese coney. Feeling good, it's Skyline time. Travis, hang on, and Bodie will talk to you on the next segment.